Let me thank you for your time.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. By Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 74 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court has cleared the way for the Trump administration to strip temporary legal protections from hundreds of thousands of immigrants, pushing the number of people who could now be deported to nearly a million. The justices lifting a lower court order that kept humanitarian parole protections in place for 500,000 people from Haiti, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Former President Biden delivering his first public remarks since his prostate cancer announcement. He spoke at a Memorial Day service in Newcastle, Delaware, thanking the military.
The military is a solid spine, the spine of our nation. Our troops, our veterans, our military families, and our Gold Star families in particular.
A key inflation gauge slowed last month. President Trump's tariffs so far have not noticeably pushed up prices. The Commerce Department says American incomes jumped last month, but spending was down. This is ABC News. A key U.S. inflation gauge slowed last month as President Trump's tariffs have yet to noticeably push up prices. The Commerce Department says Americans made more money but spent less last month. New questions about government oversight of cryptocurrency.
The Securities and Exchange Commission dropping its lawsuit against Binance, the world's largest crypto exchange, ending one of the last remaining crypto enforcement actions from the prior administration, which had accused Binance of mishandling customer money and other violations. Now, the dismissal comes days after Binance began listing USD One. This is a cryptocurrency launched by World Liberty Financial, the crypto firm started by President Trump's family.
That's ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky. Here come the cicadas, another invasion starting soon this summer. Brood 14, which emerges every 17 years, spreading across parts of several states, including Georgia, Ohio, and Kentucky. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good
Good afternoon. It's 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1205. There is an air quality alert until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning for wildfire smoke. Those with heart or respiratory conditions should be especially cautious. The rest of today's forecast calls for hazy and breezy conditions. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible with a high of 77 and northwest winds 10 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, isolated showers or thunderstorms in the early evening, then clearing and comfortable with a low of 50. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 77. Currently in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 43, it's 75 degrees.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
At Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we understand the importance of reliable auto body repairs. Our skilled technicians deliver high-quality service, and our free loaners keep you mobile. Known for our outstanding reputation, we provide the best for our customers. Choose Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists for all your auto body repair needs and see why we're trusted by many. Stop by today and drive away with peace of mind. Come on down to Elm Street in Boscobel or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Horton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Horton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Horton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good afternoon. It is a hazy 74 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A powerful legislative committee has inched forward on the next state budget. Civic Media's Sholly Pittman reports.
On Thursday, the Joint Finance Committee approved updates to the public employee pension system and continued funding for youth firefighter training programs. They also voted to keep five call center positions at the Department of Safety and Professional Services for another 3 years. That agency handles licensing for workers in hundreds of skilled trades, from electricians to nurses. Democrats on the committee pushed to make those staff positions permanent and to add even more staff to help speed up licensing. They point out the agency is self-funded through licensing fees. But with Republicans holding the majority, those changes didn't make it in.
Deb Andraka says the Department of Safety and Professional Services has been a success story deserving of support.
The median time to get a license is only 15 days. But instead, we are taking things away and we are jeopardizing the customer service, excellent customer service, that we should be providing to Wisconsinites. So for me, it's more like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Committee co-chair Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne issued a statement that the Republican budget investment ensures the agency can continue to operate effectively and provide critical services. A group of bills designed to protect the LGBTQ community in Wisconsin is before the legislature. Lisa Hale reports.
The Legislative LGBTQ Plus Caucus introduced the 2025 Equality Agenda Bill package in Madison Thursday. The package includes four bills that provide equity and protections for LGBTQ Plus community in Wisconsin and two joint resolutions that designate June 2025 as Pride Month and remove marriage restrictions from Wisconsin's Constitution. One bill would remove gay and trans panic defense from Wisconsin courts. Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon.
Claiming that somebody panicked because another person was gay or trans, that just, it treats our community as inherently dangerous, which is profoundly discriminatory. And it's baseless.
The Legislative LGBTQ Plus Caucus's goal is to draft and advance legislation that addresses the unique barriers that the community continues to confront on a daily basis.
Healthcare costs in Wisconsin are among the highest in the country. Wisconsin employers are voicing their concerns. Melissa Kay has the story.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce surveyed businesses in the state, and 88% of employers predict their healthcare costs will increase even more this year. Scott Manley is WMC's Executive Vice President of Government Relations. He stated, these costs are not only a competitive disadvantage as they dip into employee compensation, investment opportunities, and more, but they also hurt Wisconsin families. When asked what state government could do to help businesses, 41% of respondents answered, make healthcare more affordable. Wisconsin's healthcare costs are among the fifth highest in the nation.
Concerns are raised following State Public Service Commission approval of two new natural gas-fired power plants in southeast Wisconsin. The PSC signed off last week on the We Energies plants, part of a $2 billion project to respond to expected increases in energy demand from new AI data centers. Tom Content is with the Citizens Utility Board, representing utility customers. Content says if that data center income doesn't pan out, residential and small business ratepayers could be saddled with costs. We Energies expects to begin work on the plants in Oak Creek and Kenosha County next year, part of a more than $2 billion plan to invest in natural gas infrastructure in response to expected increases in energy demand in southeast Wisconsin, much of it driven by data centers, which require large amounts of power. Environmental groups are concerned, too, although the gas plant proposed for Oak Creek would be less polluting than the coal-fired We Energies units it would replace. Attorneys for the Milwaukee County judge charged with interfering with immigration agents say she is immune from prosecution. Attorney Dean Strang argues in a brief filed Thursday that Judge Hannah Dugan is protected by 400 years of legal precedent and that a judge has absolute authority in her own courtroom. The brief states that Dugan's arrest by the FBI is a federal overreach and a violation of the 10th Amendment, which lays out states' rights to their own governance. Federal prosecutors accused Dugan of assisting a man sought by ICE in eluding agents by preventing them from entering her courtroom and sending the man out another exit. More changes from the Trump administration could put more international students' futures in jeopardy. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
The State Department announced plans to revoke some visas for students from China and Hong Kong. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said they would be revoking these visas aggressively. On top of that, the department plans to further scrutinize incoming student visa applications from China and Hong Kong, too. This is all part of escalating tensions between the Trump administration and China. Now, UW-Madison officials say they're deeply concerned about the impact this will have on their Chinese students. Almost half of the international students at UW-Madison are from China. There are 3,400 of them in the student body. UW leaders directed Chinese students to immigration resources. This comes, of course, after the administration revoked the visas of dozens of Wisconsin students earlier this year before reversing course. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin communities with fewer than 7,500 people can hand count ballots under a decision by the State Elections Commission this week. However, under the Wisconsin Elections Commission decision, those communities and all other Wisconsin towns, villages, and cities must still comply with federal law and provide at least one electronic voting machine at a polling location to accommodate voters with disabilities. The commission's decision Tuesday came in reaction to a complaint against the northwestern Wisconsin town of Thorn Apple, population about 700, over its decision to hand count ballots in the April 2024 presidential primary or the August state primary. The commission voted 5-1 to dismiss the complaint. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson hinted that he may not run for another term when his current term ends in 2028. In an interview with The Hill on Tuesday, Senator Johnson referred to himself as just a guy from Oshkosh trying to save this country. Senator Johnson narrowly retained his seat in the 2022 election, edging out Mandela Barnes. President Donald Trump is the only Republican to win on a statewide ballot since then. Senator Johnson is currently pushing back against the budget bill passed in the House, saying it doesn't reduce spending enough. Following the annual spring hearings hosted by the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and the Department of Natural Resources, officials say there is a great deal of support for starting the trout fishing season earlier. Over 9,000 residents provided input on 43 proposed changes to fish and wildlife management in the state during the spring hearings. Among the potential changes was a proposal to move the start of trout season from early May to the first Saturday in April. The goal would be to give anglers more opportunities to get out on the water. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is calling on residents to help track bat population trends over the summer. The state's cave bats will be returning to their summer roost over the next few weeks, which could include places like barns or bat houses. DNR officials are asking residents to track the number of bats they see emerging on one night between June 6th and June 8th, and one night between July 18th and July 20th as part of the Great Wisconsin Bat Count. The bats should emerge just after sunset, and counting typically takes about half an hour. Seasons are changing unofficially after the holiday, meteorologically, with the calendar, and we will certainly start to feel it shortly. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo explains.
The unofficial start to summer was Memorial Day weekend. It's typically when pools and beaches open up for the season as the heat starts to rise and the days last longer. Now, the meteorological start to summer starts on Sunday, June 1st. It includes the months of June, July, and August. And the season timing is a bit different and runs by the calendar. It's done that way so it's easier to keep track of data and changes to the climate. And the astronomical start to the summer lands on June 20th. This marks the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year. It will have the most hours of daylight out of all 365 days. After that, the hours of sunlight start to get shorter. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlo.
A Mexican national who threatened President Donald Trump is in Wisconsin illegally. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The man being held in the Dodge County jail that authorities say threatened to kill the president illegally entered the country 9 times. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced yesterday that federal authorities arrested 54-year-old Ramon Morales Reyes, a Mexican national. He allegedly threatened to shoot the president in a letter sent to an ICE officer. Morales Reyes has a history of illegal entry into the U.S. and prior arrests. He's being held in Dodge County pending deportation proceedings.
A Milwaukee advocacy group is slamming Homeland Security after it was revealed an undocumented immigrant accused of threatening the president was not responsible for writing the letter involved. Federal officials initially claimed that ICE officers had arrested Ramon Morales Reyes after he allegedly wrote the threatening letter. However, it's reported investigators found Morales Reyes was actually the victim of a crime with the threatening note written by someone else in an apparent attempt to have him deported before he could testify in court. Forward Latino says it is inconceivable that the feds could get it so wrong. Morales Reyes is still accused of entering the U.S. illegally at least 9 times and has a record including felony hit and run and disorderly conduct with a domestic abuse enhancer. Morales Reyes remains in custody in Dodge County. It's currently a hazy 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. A Richland Hospital and Clinic staff member is honored. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is rolling out the spring savings. Get $10 off every $100 you spend, up to $50 off $500. Save on brakes, exhaust, AC, cooling systems, and more. Need tires? Get a $100 rebate when you buy a set of 4 select Hankook DynaPro HD2 tires, now through May 31st. Plus, GDI fuel and air induction cleaning, just $149, and $15 off AC service and charge. Call 608-383-1700 or stop by TC Auto Works, 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
It's up to 76 degrees in Richland Center at 1223. Sarah Stibbe with the Richland Hospital and Clinics was recently announced as the 2025 recipient of the Rural Health Ambassador Award. This accolade, created by the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative, is presented annually to a hospital employee who has gone above and beyond the call of duty in promoting their respective organizations and made significant contributions to rural health care in general. Stibbe's dual title of Administrative Assistant for Patient Care and Volunteer Program Director might offer insight into her day-to-day work, but it's only the tip of the iceberg. She restarted Club Scrub, a volunteer educational program designed to expose middle school students to the varied world of healthcare professions. She also collaborates with local schools to coordinate volunteer opportunities for teens at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and school-to-work programs for high school students. Stibbe is also often the first in line to assist partners of the Richland Hospital and Clinics to carry out fundraising events and is a primary organizer for holiday giving trees. A kids' cooking competition is part of the fun of Meat Fest in Green Bay this weekend. Here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Meat Fest is coming to the Rush Expo on Saturday, And while Meat Fest in itself is an event to experience, within the event is a competition that fans of cooking shows like Top Chef, MasterChef Junior, and Chopped will love. Amy Shadian, the event's designer, said the kids' cooking competition will shake things up a bit for Meat Fest.
They had to submit their information, a recipe of something that they're really proud of, and then a one-minute video of why they should be chosen. The videos were so cute. I'm so excited to see these kids in person. They just have such personality, and it's just going to be fun to watch.
Two groups of kids will compete, 8 to 12-year-olds and 13 to 17-year-olds. Doors for Meat Fest at the Resch open at 11 a.m. Saturday.
It's Senior Farmers Market voucher time. Grant and Richland County residents 60 or older, or Native American age 55 or older, meeting the income requirements are eligible. The limits are $2,413 a month for an individual and $3,261 a month for a couple. Applicants may be required to provide proof of age and household income. Enrolled seniors will receive vouchers worth $25 per qualifying individual. These vouchers may be used to purchase locally grown fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at approved farmers markets or roadside stands. These vouchers are good until October 15th. Vouchers will be distributed on set dates, times, and locations during the month of June on a first-come, first-served basis. In Richland County, the first voucher distribution will be held Monday from 10 to 11 at the Community Services Building in Conference Room AB. After the last date listed in June, any remaining vouchers can be given as a walk-in to the ADRC. Contact ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616 and ask to speak with Tanya for more information. The first date to pick up vouchers in Grant County will be held Wednesday from 11 to noon at the Platteville Senior Center. If you have any questions, please call 608-723-6113 or 1-800-514-0066. On distribution dates, please be prepared to wait. There is a limited number of vouchers for each distribution date. If you are homebound or unable to get to a distribution site, you may assign an authorized representative. If you're looking for some summer travel plans, you can't go wrong with the classics. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says there's a reason Door County is such a popular destination. She says it's packed with culinary and cultural surprises and is an easy way to spend a weekend. Sayers says a trip to the Wisconsin Dells is just as fun with unique shopping and dining and access to all those fantastic water parks. You can find out more, including planning a trip online, at travelwisconsin.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering a new line of merchandise in honor of the State Park System's 125th anniversary. According to a press release, purchases of the new merchandise will go directly to supporting the State Park System. The new merchandise includes a 125th anniversary sticker, a reusable tote bag, a camp mug, coasters, posters, and more. They can be purchased from state parks, forest, and recreation areas across the state, and the DNR will host pop-up shop events throughout the summer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for the 2025 Learn to Hunt Deer program at Sand Hill Wildlife Area. Applications will be accepted through July 1st. Sand Hill's Learn to Hunt workshops include classroom instruction, hands-on field experience, and a mentored hunt on thousands of acres of intensively managed wildlife habitat. This unique opportunity provides participants with a rich educational experience while achieving deer management objectives on the 9,150-acre property. The program is open to young hunters aged 12 to 15. Adults without previous experience hunting deer with a firearm may also apply. A chaperone must accompany all hunters. Registration for the program is $40. All participants and accompanying mentors must attend one of the workshops to be held August 20th, 22nd, or 23rd. Both the youth and adult workshops will cover the same topics. The program will culminate with a two-day hunt on November 8th and 9th at Sand Hill Wildlife Area near Babcock in Wood County. All participants must complete a hunter education course before the hunt. Apply for the 2025 Sand Hill Learn to Hunt using the online application on the Wisconsin DNR webpage. It's 75 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Looking for the perfect spot to satisfy your cravings? Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the area's go-to destination. Friday nights, it's all about the fish, featuring delicious shrimp. On Saturdays, treat yourself to mouthwatering prime rib and shrimp. During lunch, swing in for the soup and sandwich specials, or try the famous hash burger, a meal that hits the spot. Sundays, roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts, which are crafted daily. Turbo's Bar and Grill, more than just great food, it's a place for unforgettable times with family and friends. Once you visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite for food, friends, and fun.
It's 76 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87 of Reedstown, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon from now until 1 with a 12:45 prayer service at the Reedstown Advancement Association building in Reedstown. Burial will be in the Manning Cemetery, rural Viola. The Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua is assisting the family with arrangements. Nolan Turnmeyer is survived by his wife, Julie, stepson, Shannon Swigum, his children, Anita Holman and Alfred Turnmeyer, four grandchildren, three great-grandchildren. Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87, of Reedstown. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge United Methodist Church. Burial in the Viola Cemetery will take place at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Doug Heisel is survived by his wife, Kathy, two daughters, Nicole and Phil Benson and Holly Heisel, five grandchildren, two brothers, Steve Heisel and Barb Edwards, and Carl Heisel, and two sisters, Pam Heisel and Sandy Heisel. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Casanova American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday, June 20th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Kataravic is survived by his wife, Jeanette, son, Lon and Patty Kataravic of Prairie du Sac, two grandsons, five great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, other relatives, friends, and neighbors. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova. Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died Tuesday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love fast, safe, and fresh. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 9. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Carl and Cindy Orloff and Wally and Pam Kramer. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are definitely looking at some hazy conditions across the region with that wildfire smoke from Canada drifting down across the area. So if you have respiratory issues or heart problems, be sure to take a little bit easy out there today and tonight. Thankfully, this smoke should blow away and move away by tomorrow. We are expecting a cold front to slide through the area this evening. It was causing a few spotty showers as of late morning across north and east central Wisconsin. Those will stay over that way for the next few hours, but could drift down our way toward the late afternoon or evening and just clip our area with a brief shower or two. The better chance will be around Madison and eastward, though. And that'll move out. We've got high pressure coming in with plenty of sunshine tomorrow. Should be a great Saturday. Sunday looks pretty nice as well, although some moist air from the southwest trying to come back in could cause an isolated shower to break out late Sunday. It's going to be very warm and muggy early next week, and then a strong cold front coming in Tuesday could bring us some widespread showers and storms. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Hazy and breezy with highs around 77 degrees. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible in the far northeast part of the region late, with northwest winds of 10 to 18. Tonight, perhaps an isolated shower or thunderstorm early, clearing and comfortable with a low of 50. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 77. Northeast wind around 5, gusting up to 12 miles per hour. On Sunday, partly cloudy and warm with highs around 80. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm by the evening. As we go into Monday, partly cloudy and very warm with temperatures a good 10 degrees above normal, topping out in the upper 80s, a slight chance of a thunderstorm. Tuesday, still warm and humid with scattered showers and storms by midday, more widespread late, high 81. And Wednesday, showers ending early, then some sun with highs in the mid-70s. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a hazy 76 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 72, our low this morning was 43. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 76. The record high for this date set in 1991 is 89 degrees. The record low 28 was set in 1965. Last year's high was 73 with a low of 48. Sunset tonight will be at 8:33, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:25. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.83. Relative humidity is 45% and no precipitation to report. It's 76 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Wrapping up a series on food as medicine on a hopeful note, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. I've been telling you all this week about efforts around the country to counter the unhealthy eating trend in this country. While there's concern, there's also hope. Craig Gunderson is an economics professor at Baylor University in Waco, Texas, who moderated a recent Farm Foundation forum on the subject of food as medicine.
In the past 100 years, there's just been incredible growth in the agricultural sector. This has both been, you know, across farms and ranches across the United States, but globally, this amazing increase in agricultural productivity. And this is due to things like, for example, the Green Revolution that Norman Borlaug started, but also more recent things like the introduction of GMOs.
While several speakers during the forum talked about the repercussions of poor diets in many developed countries, Gunderson says we should not overlook how diets have improved in many parts of the world.
And along with this incredible transformation of the productivity of agriculture is that we also have this incredible distribution system. We're able to get food all around the world, and this has just led to amazing things. And probably the most important thing that this led to is this really pretty dramatic decline in undernutrition and declines in food insecurity across the globe.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
A market analyst says trade isn't always the answer. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A market analyst says expanding market access may not solve the long-term challenges facing American agriculture. Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net says trade agreements in principle with the United Kingdom and Japan may not move the needle much.
They're small societies. They're not going to have a big impact on buying more grain.
He tells Brownfield India and China are ideal customers due to their population, but the U.S. faces competition from South America.
They've got more and more acreage they can open up over the next 10 years. They're going to open it up. The Chinese have talked about opening it up. And then on top of it, you've got China specifically introducing more and more GMO products and technology into their own farming system, which will only more than likely bring up their national yield.
McCormick says the U.S. needs to shift its focus to increasing domestic demand for energy markets like sustainable aviation and ethanol blended fuels. An agronomist says even though the calendar is turning to June, farmers struggling to finish planting should still prioritize proper soil conditions. John Pike, who farms in Illinois and operates Pike Ag LLC, says long-term issues can arise for short-term gains.
It's good to say that we have something done, but a potential payoff of getting a crop planted now in bad conditions can come back and bite us later in the season or even season to come with added compactions and just losses to soil structure.
He tells Brownfield damaging the soil structure severely hampers a field's ability to withstand dry weather.
The losses to soil structure will impede water infiltration and the water holding capacity of the soil. Those types of things can take years to regain.
Pike says the added compaction caused by working a wet field also limits the crop's ability to access needed moisture and nutrients throughout the growing season. The USDA reports the sale of more than 210,000 tons of U.S. corn to unknown destinations. That brings the two-day sales total to over 415,000 tons. It was a mixed week for U.S. export sales. USDA says old crop sorghum, rice, soybean products, and beef all showed week-to-week improvements, including the first reported sale of U.S. beef to China since late March. Today is the International Day of the Potato, launched by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations to spotlight the potato's role in global food security, its nutritional value, and its significant economic contributions. June Dairy Month kicks off this weekend. There'll be plenty of on-farm breakfast to celebrate and give consumers a chance to see how milk, cheese, butter, and other products all start with cows and dairy farmers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agri America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another light round of direct cash cattle trade is underway, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Another light round of direct cash cattle business is underway. Live deals in Nebraska are at $235. Asking prices for cattle left on show lists are around $224 plus live in the south and $374 plus trust in the north. There was a light round of business that took place on Thursday. Live deals in the south were at $221 to mostly $223, $2 to $3 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Trust deals in the north were marked at $368 to mostly $370. That's $6 to $8 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the winter livestock in Kansas, feeder steers 800 to 1,075 pounds were $3 to $8 higher. Some fancy steers sold up to $15 higher. Feeder heifers 700 to 925 pounds were $2 to $6 higher, with load lots of fancy heifers selling up to $10 higher. The USDA says demand was good. Medium and large one feeder steers 856 to 871 pounds brought $300 to $350 to $305.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 813 to 833 pounds brought $285 to $286.75. Box beef was mixed at midday with light and heavy demand for light offerings. Choice was down a dime at $365.99. Select was $324 higher at $356.88. Cash hogs were lower at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. The market remains focused on demand. Global demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong, but after China's return to the buyer's list in last week's export sales, the country was absent this week. It's too soon to tell if it will be a return to normal buying habits, or we could see some up and down interest. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 324 with a weighted average of 96.03. The Western Corn Belt was 65 cents lower with a weighted average of $100.21. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $3 higher at $69. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $4.78 at $109.40. Bellies jumped nearly $19 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The suicide rate among those in the ag industry is nearly 10 points above the national average.
We need to make it not taboo. You know, we talk about COVID, we talk about all these other things that happen, but we still don't seem to want to really have that open, candid conversation about mental health. You don't have to have any fancy letters behind the back of your name. You can be just a normal, everyday person and just be like, hey, are you okay? And be willing to sit down and talk to that person if they're not, and validate that.
Saying something could mean everything. Brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hesterton with Timstock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a rainy day sale, but a good crowd. Large squares topped at $260 a ton and large rounds at $85 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesterton. Have a great day.
Soybeans and corn are lower. Cattle are mixed. Hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are down today with planting and emergence conditions continuing to look generally favorable. Weekly export numbers were bearish with China canceling on a very small amount of old crop. July beans are a dime lower at 10.41 and three quarters. August is down 11 and a quarter at 10.37 and a quarter. July bean meal is up 90 cents at 297.30. July bean oil is down 155 points at 46.84. Corn's down, monitoring planting and development weather with forecasts generally looking good into mid-month. Overall demand continues to be solid with unknown buying mostly old crop Friday morning. July's down 2.5 at 444.5 and September's 3 and a quarter lower at 424. Chicago wheat's mixed. Kansas City and Minneapolis are up. Winter wheat conditions vary widely in parts of the southern U.S. plains. Could see early harvest delays due to rain. New crop U.S. export sales were below a week ago, but continue to be good. July Chicago's three quarters lower at 533 and a quarter. July Kansas City's a half a cent higher at 532 and a quarter. July Minneapolis wheat's now up 8.5 cents at 624 a bushel. Live cattle are mostly lower and feeders are down with box beef mixed at midday. Direct cash cattle markets are quiet outside of a few sales at 235 on the live basis in Nebraska after yesterday's record, but lightly traded but with record prices business. June lives up 45 at 215.97. August is down 22 at 209.85. August feeders are 47 lower at 299.40. And with pork up sharply at midday, led by a big gain in the belly primal, June hogs are up 97 cents at $101. July's $1.95 higher at $104.95. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Do produce prescriptions really work?
Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Produce prescription programs are interventions where healthcare providers prescribe fruits and vegetables to patients, often in the form of vouchers, of cash incentives, to improve their access to and consumption of healthy foods. Molly Van Loo with the International Fresh Produce Association says they work.
We are seeing, especially for diabetes patients, they're still getting their pharmaceutical intervention, but when you can complement that with a healthier diet, you're seeing really great outcomes. North Carolina is one of the leaders in the produce prescription space, and in most cases in North Carolina, the patient is taking a preloaded card into the retailer and redeeming fruits and vegetables, and the data there shows that they're doubling their spend from before. So some of the concerns have been, are you just kind of supplanting what consumers are already purchasing? But that's not true. They're doubling the amount that they're spending and then, of course, consuming it as well. And then going back to their healthcare provider and getting evaluated to make sure that it's working. So just like a pharmaceutical intervention, you have to go back to your healthcare provider and make sure that the intervention is working.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartgee Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartgee Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartgee's crane truck. For more information, call Hartgee Lumber, 608-985-7207.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the live request show again this Saturday night on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Those were the days we'll be taking requests from all of the eras that we play, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, and we'll stop and park for a time in 1987. Those were the days on WRCO between 6 and midnight Saturday night. We'll rock and roll and have some great fun on the radio once again. Our Those Were the Days show is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, Mastodon Records, and A&W of Boscobel.
Time for the 1 o'clock news brief, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly, caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Stevenson. Upended the lives of thousands of immigrants in the U.S. who fled Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. The Supreme Court again clearing the way for the Trump administration to strip temporary legal protections while the case plays out in the courts. Yet another federal judge ruling the Trump tariffs were likely illegal, but for now, they are allowed to continue. Update on the Trump-Harvard feud from ABC's Selena Wang.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing the U.S. will work to aggressively revoke visas of Chinese students, including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields. The Trump administration has already accused Harvard.